You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I'm never gonna go away.
Never go away.
Because the feel. You tried to give me unpleasant moments.
Never.
And you have the nerve to tell me to take my love away from your door.
Never go away, never go away, never go away.
At least not to stay, because the feeling's too strong.
Some classic R&B. Now that's a long lost 45 from Sugar Pie DeSanto, talking about the feelings too strong. And this is Professor T. Love coming back at you, hitting you up with some classic soul and some new Christmas R&B tunes. Of course, you just heard Sugar Pie DeSanto, who was born October 16th, 1935, and she is an R&B singer and dancer who was very popular in the 1950s and 1960s. She was born in Brooklyn, New York, to a Filipino father and African-American mother. And however, they moved to San Francisco, California. And, you know, Sugar Pie DeSanto was friends with Etta James. In fact, she sang on Chess Records along with Etta James. And I wanted to bring you something sweet here. She had this song that was real hot called In the Basement. Because, you know, back in the days, some of you, some of your family members, and maybe some that are contemporaries, remember those blue light parties where people were partying in the basement. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, going to give you some classic soul. I consider them the first family of soul. The Five Stair Steps, talking about You Waited Too Long. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Aya Ito, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
A record that was played in the blue lights in the basement. That was the Five Stair Steps. They were considered or known as the first family of soul. And let me tell you about connecting the dots. You know, they were from Chicago and they were made up of five members. They were the children of Betty and Clarence Burke Sr. They had Aloe Jean, Clarence Jr., James, Dennis, Kenneth, who is known as Kenny Burke, who had the song Give It All You Got. Woo! You understand what I'm saying? Kenny Burke, you know, that song that is still hot, and I'm sure he's become rich off of that song, which is very popular, very hot. You understand? Rising to the top. That's his song, and he was a member of the Five Stair Steps. And then they also had a brother named Cubby. So it was Aloe Jean, Clarence Jr., James, Dennis, Kenny Burke, and Cubby. And, you know, although they say they are best known for Ooh Child, but, you know, as far as black music is concerned, you know, the Five Stair Steps have their place in R&B history, and they were produced by Curtis Mayfield. You know, now, the lead singer was Clarence Jr., who passed away on May 26, 2013. And, you know, they were very popular around, you know, around the Chicago area, but also across the country. Their torch was passed on to the Jackson 5. But you know what? Around this time, also, a lot of people don't know that before the Silvers were the Silvers, there were four members of that group who were on Groucho Marx's show, You Bet Your Life. And they, before they became the Silvers, you know, I consider them around the same time as the Five Stair Steps and the Jackson Five. But we celebrate the Five Stair Steps right here on A Bowl of Soul. Another song that I like they have was Danger, She's a Stranger. But you have to check out their catalog because they had some great songs. And, you know, their songs were very popular on the R&B charts in the 60s. Coming up next, another gentleman who I consider the king of pop before Michael Jackson, Mr. of Pop and R&B, Mr. Jackie Wilson, talking about I Can Feel Those Vibrations. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
This is Eric B. Turner, and you're listening to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Those high notes. Jack Leroy Wilson Jr., born June 9th, 1934, and passed away January 21st, 1984. You know, Jackie passed away at the age of 49. He was almost 50 years old. And, you know, Jackie Wilson would have been, I would say, 88 years old. But he left a tremendous legacy. People emulated still Jackie Wilson. You can look at Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley copied his hair, his moves. Because let me tell you, Jackie Wilson was very acrobatic singer, not only in terms physically, but vocally. And his range, in terms of his singing range, was impeccable. You know, and he got his start as a member of Billy Ward in Billy Ward and His Dominoes in 1957. And then he became a solo singer, and he was produced by Berry Gordy. But Wilson was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. He was also inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, and he was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. And he is considered one of the greatest singers of all time. You need to listen to his discography, because Jackie sang right up to the end till he became very ill on stage. But he can sing blues, gospel, jazz. He also had a great version of Jackie Wilson, the one and only. Now, they call him the Black Elvis, but no. There's only one Jackie Wilson, and Elvis was the one that emulated Jackie Wilson. And this is a Bowl of Soul celebrating the great Jack LaRoy Wilson Jr. Coming up next, we're going to bring you some R&B reggae style. One of my favorite reggae singers, Sugar Miner, talking about a house is not a home. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Baby, don't go. Baby, come back to me, to me. A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is just a chair, and the house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss good night. A room is still a room, even if there's nothing there but gloom. But the room is not a house, and the house is not a home when the two of us are far apart, and one of us has to broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, and it's just a friendly game. So darling, ever art, don't let just one mistake keep us apart. Well, I'm not meant to live alone, turn my house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love. And it's just a friend.
friendly gale, but it all grows in tears. So darling, ever art, don't let just one mistake keep us apart. Well, I'm not meant to live alone. Come turn my house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh, please be there, still in love with me. Still in love with me. There's no one there. Hold it tight, squeeze your eye in the middle of the night. Our house is not a home when there's no one there.
Now that's sweet. Now that was before Luther Vandross did his version. But you know, this song was a song done by Dionne Warwick for Burt Bacharach and Hal David, you know, and look how he put an R&B reggae feel on that song. Lincoln Barrington's Sugar Miner was born May 25th, 1956, and we lost Sugar Miner on July 10th, 2010, and he was a Jamaican reggae singer, producer, and sound system operator. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and he was active since 1969 to his death. And, you know, this brother got some crazy sides, you know, that he's worked on. And you know, he was produced by Clement Coxon Dodd on for Studio One. And, you know, like I said, the rest is history. You know, he had this song, Ja 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 Children, which I heard Dennis Brown do as well. But he was very popular around dance halls that would dominate in the early 1980s. And he has a crazy, crazy, you know, catalog. He does Lovers Rock, you know what I'm saying? Run Come, Not For Sale, African Girl, Lovers Rock, In A Dis Ya Time, Africa, Make It With You, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this man has a crazy, crazy catalog, you know what I'm saying? And in the 80s, he was working with producers like Sly and Robbie, Mikey Dread, George Fang, Phillips Fatty Burrell, Channel One, Prince Jammy, and Donovan Germain, you know what I'm saying? So check out Sugar Miner's discography. And you know, when he linked up with Sly and Robbie, he did in 1984 this rubber dub sound style single, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, check out his catalog. And this is the Bowl of Soul. We celebrate the legacy of Sugar Miner. Coming up next, got some sweet, silky, hot soul R&B from the late, great Mr. Isaac Hayes. Talking about A Few More Kisses to Go. Woo! This thing is on fire. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening.
Time is right for the thing I've waited for so long. I finally got you where I want you, girl. The fire of my desire is burning strong. I feel your heart beating like a drum. as we lie here on the floor. But before that precious moment comes, we've got one more, no two more. We got a few more kisses to go. I believe you want me as I want you. The girl's gonna be a full-grown woman before this night is through. So close your eyes and open up your heart. The world is locked outside the door. But before the loving starts, we got one more, no two more. We got a few more kisses to go. Got to take my time, control my mind, even though it's hard to do. The longer we wait, the better it's gonna be. When I make love, and let our passion flow. But before we get into our thing, we got one more, no two more. We got a few more kisses to go.
Sexy record, you know what I'm saying? That's some nice, hot, sexy music. Have a quiet moment, some champagne, woo, and a few more kisses to go. From the legendary Mr. Isaac Hayes, that was off the album called Don't Let Go. If you listen to the first few bars of the song, you've heard that and a lot of hip-hop records. Okay, yes, you have, Isaac Hayes was not just known for Shaft, even though Shaft was a bad movie, meaning like it was a good movie and it had a great soundtrack, thanks to Mr. Isaac Hayes. But, you know, Isaac was very revolutionary in terms of the trajectory and the direction. He took R&B in another direction. And, you know, a lot of people, and if you don't know, but Isaac Hayes was a songwriter, a staff producer for Stax Records. Okay? That's how he got his start. And from what I understand, he was self-taught piano player and saxophone player. But Isaac was, in terms of, he made black music sexy, you know, and he was one of the first brothers I saw that embraced wearing a beard and a bald head and looked good at having that. You know what I'm saying? But Isaac Hayes was a very accomplished musician, composer, producer, arranger. And you can tell how he arranged the soundtrack for Shaft, which he won an Academy Award for. But a lot of his, he wrote music for a lot of people. And in fact, he wrote when Dionne Warwick was branching off singing for Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Isaac Hayes just gave her a more sexier appeal, you know. But we celebrate the legendary Mr. Isaac Hayes. And like I said, he was a songwriter for Stax Records. And recently, we lost one of the founders of Stax Records, Mr. Jim Stewart, who founded the label, which really was called Satellite Records, and it was a country music label because he really didn't know anything about black music, but he was aware that R&B music was going to be the move, and he established this label in 1957. And Isaac Hayes was a part of that. All your greats, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, Isaac Hayes, Carla Thomas, Rufus Thomas, the Staple Singers, Wilson Pickett, Booker T and the MGs. So, you know, Jim Stewart understood the impact of black music very early on. So, and he passed away at the age of 92, and Isaac Hayes was part of that system. You know, what's different today, not saying that we don't know where certain types of music come from, but back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, we knew, even the 80s, even with hip-hop, we knew that that was a West Coast groove. We knew that was a Southern groove. We knew that that was a Northern groove. We knew that was a Midwestern groove. We knew that Motown was Detroit. We knew that Stax was Tennessee. We knew that Aladdin Records was California. We knew that Colpix Records or certain records produced in the North. You know, we identify that. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have those identities today, but it was very pronounced back in those days. So we celebrate Isaac Hayes right here on the Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to a Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a Bowl of Soul.
Ooh, ooh, that's some good, good soul music.
Thank you.
wow. That's hot. You know, they were a local Jersey, Philadelphia R&B group called the Neurons. Members, Rudolph Gibson, Raymond Gibson, Daryl Gibson, Charles Bateman, Otho Bateman. They were born and raised in Salem, New Jersey, and they've been singing and performing for over 40 years. And, you know, they traveled across the country performing and opening for some of the biggest acts in show business, such as Gladys Knight and the Pips, Kool & the Gang, The Spinners, Patti LaBelle, Blue Magic, and many more, you know. And this is a rare, you know, they put out some 45s back in the day, and they, you know, were, they did their cuts at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia, and they released several 45s in the 70s and 80s, and this one is a classic, I'm a Loner. Wow, I love that. Love, you know, my thing is Philly Soul. I love it. I love it. Celebrating the Neurons right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you a classic cut, another 45 jam from the Imperial Wonders. I guess y'all saying, where the hell did I get these records from? But they classic. Never Go Looking for Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Sure.
another blue light joint. Never go back in. I love that. I love that. That high falsetto range. That is the Imperial Wonders. And from what I understand, they were a group from Cleveland, Ohio. They were a soul vocal group, and they earlier were known as the Mints. And the members, I think there was about, the original group had 5 members, and on this single, they had 3 members. This was released on Diab Records. The album was called Ice Cold Energy. This song, Never Go Looking for Love, that's a hot song. But what I understand, this group started in 1967, members from 1967 to 1973, and then I guess 3 members got together later on, and they formed, still kept the name, the Imperial Wonders. That's hot. You know, a lot of great groups have come out of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. One that comes to the top of my mind is the OJs. You know, they came from, actually, I think the OJs came from Akron, Ohio, and I could be wrong about that, but a lot of vocal groups came out of some, you know, great cities, you know what I'm saying, here in the United States. And, you know, they really, you can hear the vocal acrobatics. And a lot of people, when you hear the Force MDs and New Edition and, you know, all these groups, you know, a lot of them get still, they carried on the tradition. And I'm sure a lot of them did listen to, you know, groups like the OJs and the Temptations and the Delphonics and Blue Magic, you know, all these great groups that came out. The Ethics, which was one of the singers in the Ethics was Ron Tyson, who was part of this group called Love Committee. What a lot of people didn't know, that Ron Tyson is a songwriter, and he produced a lot of records for other people. And then he became a member of the Temptations, you know. So the legacy is there. And the Ethics, Ron Tyson, I believe, is from around that Philadelphia area. And there were a lot of great Philadelphia soul groups, the Intruders, you know. The list goes on, and you can hear it. You know, you still can hear where they got their harmony, and it still is based on that doo-wop harmony. You know, so we celebrate the Imperial Wonders. We're going to give you some Christmas music from Dillio, talking about Merry Christmas for me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Make it right. It's a Merry Christmas. us to stand and smile for them. They're the reason I am here.
Ain't even worried about what's under the tree. I got my loved ones with me. Just take a moment and I think you will see. It's a Merry Christmas for me. Snow falling low, fire blazing bright. I am a family. We celebrate life, baby, moving in a major to restore and make it right. It's a Merry Christmas for me. Snow falling low, fire blazing bright. I am a family. We celebrate life, baby, moving in a major to restore and make it right. It's a
that. Now, definitely support Dileo with his Christmas EP, Merry Christmas, A Merry Christmas for Me, which is available on all digital platforms. Make sure you support him. He will be coming out with an album on February. Well, he had a release date this year, February 18th, 2022. An album, the name of the album called Mess. And he had a song called Serious. Make sure you support him on his album, which was released this year. But make sure you support this EP from Dileo, talking about A Merry Christmas for Me. Coming up next, we're going to give you Cookies and Cream on Christmas. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Woke up early in the morning, opening gifts, drinking coffee in the morning. I saw a note on the table with a message. So I opened up this letter and I read it. If you would like something sweet, I have a really, really, really nice Christmas treat. And if you truly love me, then let me know. Say it underneath this mistletoe. So can we play on this holiday? You're the only one I love, what more can I say? I want you to show some Christmas cheer and be my cookies and cream this year. I have a stocking full of candy with a big surprise, and I can't wait to see that look in your eyes.
She said,
if you would like something sweet, I have a really, really, really nice Christmas treat. And if you truly love me, then let me know. Say it underneath this mistletoe. So baby, can we play on this holiday? You're the only one I love, what more can I say?
You're the only one.
You to show some Christmas cheer.
Christmas and to all a good night.
Woo! I like that. Emmanuel Deanda talking about cookies and cream on Christmas. Make sure you support Emmanuel. This single is available on all digital platforms. It was released on December 2nd. Make sure you support Emmanuel Deanda talking about cookies and cream on Christmas. I'm going to leave you with This Time of Year by Will Preston featuring Vincent Powell. You're going to enjoy this. We're getting into the season to be jolly. Woo! Ho, 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 ho. Right here on A Bowl of Soul presenting This Time of Year by Will Preston featuring Vincent Powell. Woo!
And as I reflected on the things from my past, those feelings from childhood will always be the best. Somehow along the way, it seems that things have changed. Remember yesterday, oh boy, it's not the same. And though we still have joy, we laugh and celebrate. I think about the fun we had back in those days. Remember the family, the loud and crazy scenes. Somebody would have too much, and they got a little tipsy. But that's when you knew that you were about to have some fun. In those days, somehow along the way, it seems that things have changed. Remember yesterday, oh boy, it's not the same. And though we still have joy, we laugh and celebrate. I think about the fun we had back in those days.
Somehow along the
I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, bringing you some Christmas love this time of year with Will Preston and Vincent Powell. Make sure you support them. Support Cookies and Cream on Christmas. Emmanuel Deanda, make sure you get that single. Merry Christmas for me. Make sure you support Dilio on his new Christmas EP. Merry Christmas for me. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you follow A Bowl of Soul on Instagram. Just follow PROF T Love, Professor T Love. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. Look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, where you can see my posts regarding, you know, when some of the fabulous shows that we have on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network from Sunday to Saturday. Make sure you catch up with the lineup on Sunday, Gospel Vibrations at 3 p.m. with Melvin Jordan. A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love at 4:30 p.m. Then at 6 p.m., Smooth Jazz with Jazz Infinity. Make sure you check out my man, Ashley Scott, with Soulful Sounds Radio at 7 p.m., giving you some classic R&B and some new R&B. You know, make sure you support Ashley Scott. You can listen to his show on my radio station, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music radio network on Live 365. Make sure you catch up with Jazz and Soul Radio with Al Seaforth on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. as well. Make sure you catch up with The Heavy Storm, Quiet Storm with Melvin Jordan at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And then get your relationship advice on love, sex, relationships at 10 p.m. on the radio network. And then on Friday, woo! Popping it like it's hot on Friday, because it's After Work Fridays on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, where you can listen to A Bowl of Soul at 5 p.m. And then you can catch it again on www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Then at 7 p.m., you will hear either Jazz and Soul Radio or Jazz Infinity at 7 p.m. And then get your house music groove on with DJ Sister Love at 10 p.m. from 10 to 12 a.m. Just like the old days, just like 98.7 Kiss, baby. It's just A Bowl of Soul, baby, radio network. And then on Saturday, get your blues, southern soul, and blues groove on with Jay Boogie on the Blues Buffet, which starts at 12 noon. Wow, a stellar lineup. Make sure if you want to carry some soul to go to my website, abowlofsoul.com. You can download the podcast. Make sure you support A Bowl of Soul. Okay, and there's many ways that you can support, you know, support my network, my radio network. You can support me. And definitely the way you can do that is by going to my Instagram, LinkedIn bio. And what you can do is you can support A Bowl of Soul by buying me a cup of coffee. You can buy as many cups of coffee as you want to show your love to A Bowl of Soul. And you can go and do that by going to buymeacoffee.com/A Bowl of Soul. You can also get some A Bowl of Soul merchandise. You can go and buy a t-shirt. You definitely can do that. And make sure you get a cup. You can also buy a cup as well. And, you know, I would love your support. I want to give you, you know, give you that information as well. You know, make sure you go to my LinkedIn bio. Click on A Bowl of Soul merchandise, and you can buy a t-shirt, cup, mug. I want to give a shout-out to Renee Billard in San Cabo. And I you know, Cabo San Lucas, let me change that. And that's in Mexico. Give him a shout-out. Sent him an A Bowl of Soul t-shirt. And he loves listening to the show. Want to give a shout out to Barry and Derek in Dallas, Texas, who are fans of A Bowl of Soul, and they listen regularly. And I want to shout out all of you, Ashburn. In Ashburn, I don't know if that's Georgia or Virginia, but one of y'all got to let me know whether it's Georgia or Virginia, but I think it's Virginia. Y'all been showing up for A Bowl of Soul. Want to give a shout out to the people in Germany. Germany's been tuning in on a regular basis to A Bowl of Soul, as well as East London and London have been tuning in to A Bowl of Soul. And giving a shout out, make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul on dpsradio.com in Columbus, Ohio. I am on at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Shouting out the Midwest. Also, Soulful Sound. Sound of Soul Radio in Gary, Indiana, another Midwestern station that is on Live 365, and I am on Monday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m., and I want to shout out 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada. They have me on Saturday, 11 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, 3 a.m. Eastern, and on Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. A Bowl of Soul is spreading her wings. Woo! Love it, y'all. Make sure you tune in. You know, I love you out there. I love that you support. If you want to hit me up, at abowlofsoul@gmail.com and show your love. And if you're interested in advertising or sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Let's work together. Get your message out there. Get your product, your service, whatever you have. We can work together, and definitely you will be in front a large number of listeners. Also, if you're interested in broadcasting on the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I love you. I want to thank all of you. I am looking forward to Christmas, and we're going to continue to love. Stay tuned. Tune into the radio network on Live 365. Get your soul groove on. Get your Christmas groove. I'm going to do a Christmas music marathon. You name it. Woo! Because we're coming to the close of 2022. I want to give my condolences to the family of Irene Cara. We lost a legend there who was the original member of Fame. And before Fame, she was an actress. She acted in Sparkle. She was in the original Sparkle with Lynetta McKee. Woo! Philip Michael Thomas. We talking about we going back sometime. And she danced in Fame. She worked with one of the heavyweights, dancers and producers, you know. So definitely the condolences go out to her family. We lost Jim Stewart of Stax Records as well, you know, and just recently, we lost Twitch, who was a dancer and DJ, was mostly on Ellen's show, and we give our condolences to his family. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Until we meet again, this is Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.